The State Office of Parks, Recreation, and Historic Preservation has awarded a $328,000 grant to the First Presbyterian Church of Buffalo to repair the church's tower that stands 168 feet high.
You can see it from some of the higher buildings, but also along that great greenway coming down Richmond Ave, Porter, or on North Street.
Architect Seth Ammon, board president of the Allentown Association, says old buildings typically cost 20 to 40% more to maintain.
Not only are the materials more expensive, but the man and labor hours are a lot more expensive these days. So to have assistance from state grants is important for not only the First Presbyterian Church, but the Allentown area and any historic district.
First Presbyterian was formed in 1812 and dedicated its current home when the tower was completed nearly 120 years ago. In recent years, faced with declining membership, the church formed One Symphony Circle, a nonprofit, to generate income for maintaining the historic building.
Our goal and the mission is to ensure this is a community asset for future generations.
Ryan Nadbrook, chair of One Symphony's board, says the tower's needed repointing for several years.
If you were to go underneath the tower, you would really see like a limestone sand, like a pile of sand. You'd also see a lot of the plaster in the landing underneath the tower.
Issues on the outside, Nadbrook says, became noticeable in 2008 when the Medina sandstone facing started to crumble and dislodge. For safety, he says, the tower was wrapped in netting, stabilized with metal bands, and iron rods were drilled through the facade to keep it attached. But he says the weather continues taking its toll.
Stone starts to deteriorate from the freezing and thawing cycle. So you can have the front and the back tied together, but you still need to have the mortar to keep everything in place.
While the state grant will cover the bulk of the repointing, Nadbrook says One Symphony also raised $160,000 for the project, which includes putting a new roof on the tower and cleaning its facade.
Because it's been here since 1897, you can see a blackening of some of the buildings, and it's really a light pinkish red color, the Medina sandstone. So not only will it be structurally better, it will aesthetically be better.
Nadbrook says the restoration work should be complete next year. Chris Kaye, WBFO News.